Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers practical approaches to creating customer journey maps that actually inform your marketing strategy and content creation.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're going to talk about customer journey mapping. For those of you who think that journey maps are just theoretical exercises that look great on a whiteboard but don't actually change how you market, I'm going to challenge you. When you approach them practically, they become incredibly powerful tools for finding content gaps and optimizing your conversion paths. Let's begin with how to actually gather the information you need. The best journey maps are built on real customer data, not assumptions. If you have a CRM system, start there. Look at the actual touch points your customers hit before converting. What pages did they visit? What emails did they open? And if you're working with basic tools, a simple spreadsheet tracking customer interactions works perfectly fine. But don't make this mistake. Be sure to talk to your sales team. They hear the real questions prospects ask and know which objections come up at which stages. A 30-minute conversation with a sales rep will give you insights you'd never find in your analytics. Once you have that data, you need to identify the moments that matter. I'm talking about the pain points where prospects get stuck and the moments of truth where they decide to move forward or walk away. One technique that's particularly useful is to map emotional states alongside each touchpoint. At the awareness stage, prospects might feel overwhelmed by options. At consideration, they're anxious about making the wrong choice. Understanding these emotional contexts helps you create content that addresses the real human concerns, not just the logical checklist items. Okay, here's where we get practical. Take your journey map and lay it next to your content inventory. We're looking for gaps. Maybe you have great top-of-funnel blog posts, but nothing that helps prospects compare you to competitors during the consideration phase. Or perhaps you're missing the post-purchase content that turns buyers into advocates. I know of a software company that realized they had zero content addressing the implementation concerns that were causing deals to stall. Once they created comparison guides and implementation timelines, their close rate improved noticeably. Let me give you a simple framework for this. Divide your journey into four stages: awareness, consideration, decision, and post-purchase. For each stage, ask yourself three questions. What questions are customers asking here? What emotions are they experiencing? What content do we have that addresses both? The gaps you find become your content roadmap for the next quarter. Another thing to consider is that your customer journey isn't linear anymore. People jump between channels and stages constantly. That's why you should map touchpoints across email, social media, your website, sales calls, and anywhere else customers interact with you. The goal isn't to control the journey, but to make sure you're present and helpful wherever they happen to be. Now let's put some of this into practice. Pick one stage of your customer journey, probably the one where you see the most drop-off. Interview three customers or prospects who are in that stage right now. Ask them what questions they have, what's holding them back, and where they've looked for answers. If you do that, you'll likely discover at least one major content gap you can work to fill. That's going to do it for today's episode on customer journey mapping. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Practical, Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared practical approaches to creating customer journey maps that can help you identify content gaps and optimize your marketing strategy. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And we'll see you back here next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.